becomes one, melted fully, then it becomes Rasaraj Mahabhav. Only a person having Mahabhav can understand this. I think that you are so lucky that you want to understand these things, and you are more in higher standard than me. So high thing. Pailai rag nain bhang bhel. When it become, I don't know. Each time when Srimati Radhika and Krishna meet, they are in Purvaraj, always in Purvaraj. They have never seen before. They have never met before. After meeting thousand and lakh times, and Srimati Radhika is coming from where she was in night. Where she was? Still she is telling Srimati Radhika, who is he? I have never seen him. So always Purvaraj. But when Krishna went to Mathura or Dwarka, Srimati Radhika is telling it so much and telling this verse. Sab kusam to suna de. Pahila hi rag nayan bhang bhel. We saw each other. In first glance, rag came. Rag means? Anurag. Anurag. Real anurag came. And in no time it
went
higher and higher and highest point it gets. In no time, though. And at once I felt that Nasu Ramani Raman, that you are not a Raman, I am not a Ramani. There was not two persons. There was no person at all. And both became
one.
As if anything given on pot and they melted, and anyone has done like so, and they became one. Where we are, who we are, how we are, nothing. Only prem is there. Only taste is there. Nothing else. O Sakhi, Dhuti, tell me, how Krishna is, how much? Krishna kaise hai?
How is Krishna?
Krishna. And tell him all these loving stories. So Krishna, that when we see saw each other, and this anurag came, and at once it
went up,
gone up limit to cross the limit, and we became. There were no duty at all, no messenger, nothing. But how he, Krishna now, has
forgotten
me. Because the prem, now only prem is there, no trace of body, my I and you. But how Krishna forget? I cannot forget. Right? I know that at that time you are myself did not khojana, such any messenger, duty or dut. Only panch baan were there. All other these things. And by this,
five,
जैसे कि चोट लगती है ना, उत्पन्न होता है. The effect of five panch band are sammohan.
Bewilderment.
Samban. Poshan. Tapan. Five things. Now, virag means separation. It is only duty. Krishna is Supurush. Supurush means he has every kind of good virtue. He is so Udar.
Liberal.
He is so kind. He is Bhakta Vatsal. He is Asis Vatsal. He knows the heart of anyone. He cannot bear the
suffering
of anyone. And suffering and separation. Tell Krishna that you are Supurush, having all these qualities. But I am seeing opposite. Why I am seeing opposite? I am bad. I have no quality. But he has all qualities. But why he has forgotten all these things? So it may be that it is our fault of Durbhagya. Durbhagya means
misfortune.
He cannot forget, but we are seeing like that. So tell her that this is the Riti. Devahar, Parasar, and no, this is the mood of a good Purush,
good man,
no, having all good qualities, virtue. So this is certain, is it a behavior of good lover? Ask him. This is outward living. Those who are premic, rasic, they will think the interior mood of this. If a man has any attraction with any very beautiful sick lady, and lady has said love with him, and then they are separated, what is the condition of that chaste lady? In this world, we can understand a very little thing, this thing. We can understand, but all these unnatural things. Unnatural?
Supernatural.
So, this is Gopi friend and Radha friend. It is out of the being.
Why does she say that enjoyment is the messenger? What does that mean?
Enjoyment?
No.
Not.
Separation.
Separation.
Separation. What does that mean, that it's the messenger?
That I will die, I am dying. And anyone will go to you and tell that she is dead or she has died. Especially when Krishna will come, return to Vrindavan, he will say that in a tamal tree, Srimati Radhika is hanging, having the hand, embracing the tree, and without sense and life. Then Krishna will see.
If they're one, why does she think Krishna will forget? If they are one, if she feels they both feel they're one, why does she think Krishna will forget?
She is telling after that separation. Now she is remembering something. And she is telling that this prem has become so that Krishna may forget, but how I can forget? I try to forget him, but it comes more. I try my level best, but I cannot.
There's one book called Prema Vivarta. Should we read that by Jagannanda Pandit?
But I don't know. The translation is authority or not. But this book is very good book. In beginning, I have read it so many times. Still, I have we quote the lines of this book. It has been told the priti of so Mahaprabhu and she was Satyabhama like.
There is one verse there.
But
he says, you're cheating me. You're telling me that I'm a queen in Dwarka and I actually am a servant of Radhika. Why is it queen? Why is Jagannanda thinking like this? In one verse, he tells Mahaprabhu, you are cheating me by telling me I am a queen in Dwarka. Why are you saying this? I am actually a maidservant of Radhika. There's only one verse there. Prembivarta. You remember this verse? You don't remember.
I remember only the things which has he has told to avoid from all these things.
Oh, yes.
Saral hai hai. Be saral. Saral means? Saral means kya?
Simple.
Simple. And if you are simple, then you can understand all the sikshas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't try to cover your aparad, anartha, and anything from your Gurudev. Because Krishna knows everything. He will discover what you don't know. So don't have here kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsarya also. If you want to do bhajan of Krishna, be very simple, very simple.
Straightforward.
And don't do asatsang.
Association of non-devotees.
He has told that who is bad association? Who? Our mind is itself. If you meet and try to have the man ki baat rakhne jaoge, if you want to keep the mind of mind, then you will be of nowhere. He has told so many upadesh. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has published this. Very good. How a Vaishnava should be, he has told in that way.